This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early spring, the first week of the Robin Chorus Moon. Each event in nature always points to other events, one part linked to so many other parts and ultimately to the whole. So the Robin Chorus, which begins this month along the 40th parallel, is a mind from which one might draw out numberless concurrent happenings, all of them together making spring. In this month of the Robin Chorus Moon, when robins start their sing-song calls in the morning twilight, then pollen forms on pussy willow catkins and the first mosquito bites. Moths appear at your porch light. Worms rise through the ground to mate as the sun warms the mulch above them and the moon waxes. The tufted titmouse courts in spirals. Flickers and purple martins migrate, and willow trees glow yellow-green. By the full moon of the Robin Chorus Moon, geese trumpet and converse. Turkeys gobble in the woods, and in the final days of the final lunar phase, trillium, hepatica, Dutchman's breeches, bloodroot, spring beauty, violet, cress, and lesser celandine prophesy the sweetest time of year. The Robin Chorus Moon followed these and so many other events. It shadows and foreshadows them. Possibly even causes some of them and connects them from the sky. It accompanies and enhances the waves of high and low pressure that cross the land, reflects the equinoctial sun, and finally grows dark as sandhill cranes start to migrate, stirred by the more radical warming and leafing and blossoming forces of middle spring to come. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early spring. In the meantime, start your pre-dawn vigils and listen for robins.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.